This is Shir 51 in our series on Avodas HaBitachon. In a previous Shirim last week, we demonstrated that Bitachon and Tefillah are deeply interdependent. Bitachon validates that one's trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is truthful, while Tefillah completes that trust to unlock divine salvation. To deepen this principle, we introduced the foundational words of Rabbi Yitzchok Balasar, also known as Rabbi Itzalo Petterberger, the premier disciple of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. Inside his work, Koich Ve'or, page 264, Rav Itzalo explicitly dictates, Ki habitochin levad einoi maspik, ela ritzoino yisboruch shemoi, she'eis habitochin yisbalel, ha'odom yivakesh rachamin lefonov tamid al tzorochom. For reliance alone is not sufficient. Rather, it is his blessed will, and alongside reliance, a person must daven and seek mercy before him constantly for all his needs. Rav Itzalo explains that Hashem's desires for a human being's eyes to remain continuously lifted toward him, pleading that he fulfill the requests of his heart for good. For this precise reason, our holy Avos Kedoshim established the mandatory practice of davening 3 times every single day. To prove that bitachon requires active tefillah, Rav Itzalo brings a striking medrash expounding the verse in Eicha 3:25, very apropos to last week, Toiv Hashem l'koyv l'nefesh tidrashenu. Hashem is good to those who have bitachon in him and to the soul that seeks him. One might have erroneously assumed that Hashem bestows his goodness upon anyone who possesses passive kivui, or bitachon, even if that individual never steps forward to daven at all. His lashon is gam l'misha inoy misbal elav klal. The verse specifically adds a qualifier, l'nefesh tidrashenu, to the soul that seeks him. The word tidrashenu, seeking, refers explicitly to tefillah. A person must actively couple their bitachon with constant searching, tefillah, which will be tefillah, in exact proportion to how much one seeks Hashem through tefillah, kasher yidrashenu, so will they find the fulfillment of their desires. This exact midrashic proof is independently brought down by the Netziv, whose real name is Rav Tully Tzvi Yehuda Berlin, inside his commentary, Imek Dover, on Vayikra 25:6. The Netziv rules that even a complete Bateach Hashem, one who trusts in Hashem fully, is obligated to exert effort in tefillah. Mishtadal liyos mispal mavakish. Citing the same midrash in Vayikra Rabbah 17, the Netziv confirms word for word that divine goodness is reserved strictly for the Bateach who actively translates their trust into heartfelt tefillah. From these sources, an essential rule emerges. The more a person davens, the stronger their bitachon is revealed to be. To illustrate this psychological reality, the Divin HaMagnid, Rabbi Yaakov Krantz, inside his Sefer Shari Midos and Shari Bitachon, Parak 5, delivers a famous profound parable. A small child observes his mother preparing to leave the house to go to the marketplace. The child desperately wants his mother to stay, so he begins to scream and cry out with immense intensity. Why does he cry with such passion? Because, in his young mind, he's utterly convinced that his cries will affect his mother's heart and produce a real result, stopping her from leaving. However, once the mother has already left and reached the distant marketplace, the child realizes she can no longer hear him. He might still be still whimpering or crying softly out of distress, but he no longer cries with the same raw intensity. He knows his cries can no longer reach her ear or alter the situation. The Divin HaMagen notes, if a stranger were to walk into the house and observe the child crying, they could immediately determine whether the mother was still nearby or far away in the marketplace, simply by measuring the intensity and passion of the child's cries. The Nimshel, to us. The Divin HaMagen applies this directly to our daily avodah. When our bitachon is alive, if a person davens with total awareness that Hashem is standing right next to him, listening attentively, and possessing absolute power to answer their tefillah, they will naturally daven with immense passion, focus, ayikavana, and strength. Conversely, when an individual davens weakly, mechanically, like by rote, or gives up davening altogether, it reveals that In his subconscious mind, he views Hashem as far away in the marketplace as the mother, doubting that his tefillos are actually being heard or capable of generating a real Yeshua. The Dovid HaMelech applies this to the painful verse in Tehillim 69:4, Yagati Bakari Nichar Geroini Kulu Einai Miyachal Hashem Lelikai. I'm weary with my crying. My throat is dried. My eyes fail while I wait for my God. This verse describes a person who has surrendered his bitachon and lost hope. His prayer becomes weak and exhausted because he no longer believes that it will yield the result. If tefillah were not a legal obligation, a person who lacks this type of bitachon wouldn't bother davening at all. So, to summarize, number one, reliance requires request. True bitachon is never passive. Rabbi Itzhak Petterberger and the Tziv prove bitachon demands that you continuously seek Hashem through tefillah, the nefesh tidrushenu. Number two, the test of passion. The intensity and persistence of your daily davening is the ultimate direct barometer of your bitachon. Davening with passion proves that you know that your Father is right beside you, listening to your every word. Tomorrow we will pick up the subject again.